This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hake Ani. Both the houses of the parliament have been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as a mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha marred following opposition protest over special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that real and lasting change in governance does not begin with policy files or official memos, but from within individuals, particularly in how government officials present themselves and treat citizens who approach public offices. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Mission Karma Yogi program at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar today, Mr. Khandu said that it is more than just a training program. He said it is a movement aimed at transforming the mindset of government employees. He said the five-day capacity building initiative will focus not only on developing new skills, but will be a transformative journey to reorient government employees to go beyond the routine, to act with empathy, to serve with humility, and to solve with creativity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the two-day state-level workshop on Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0 in Itanagar today. While addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister highlighted the importance of Panchayat Advancement Index as a scientific and data-driven framework introduced by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj to assess development at the Gram Panchayat level. He emphasized that the index serves as a critical tool for bottoming up planning, helping identify local needs and progress on key rural development indicators. On the occasion, Mr. Khandu handed over the Panchayat Advancement Index 1.0 Puraskar Awards to districts, blocks and Gram Panchayats for their outstanding performance, organized by the Department of Panchayati Raj and SIRD in collaboration with the Union Ministry of Panchayati Raj and YASHADA Pune. The workshop is aimed at strengthening evidence-based planning and decentralized governance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3 crore 53 lakh registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. Itanagar Municipal Corporation Mayor Tame Fasang yesterday participated in a large-scale cleanliness campaign spearheaded by ASEZ, Save the Earth from A to Z, an international student volunteer group under the World Mission Society Church of God. Addressing the gathering, Mayor Fasang expressed deep appreciation for the initiative. He further urged residents to actively embrace Jan Bhagidari, people's participation in maintaining the city's cleanliness and greenery. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from both local residents and student volunteers from South Korea. In a major breakthrough, the Dapodija police yesterday arrested an absconding offender in connection with alleged rape and murder case of a 15-year-old girl in August 2017 last. SP Upper Subansri informed that the alleged accused was arrested by joint action of police team with valuable inputs from different sources. Meanwhile, the SP has appealed building owners to verify their tenants before renting out their building. He has urged every citizen to cooperate with the law enforcing authorities in keeping the towns and cities free from crimes. Under the Vibrant Village program, a horticulture awareness cum input distribution program was successfully organized at Duitongkhar Circle, Tawang today. The initiative was a part of the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture, a centrally sponsored scheme aimed to promote organic horticulture practices and equip local farmers with essential inputs to boost productivity and income. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued an orange alert for East Kameng, Kurung Kume and Papumpare district in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 13 districts. Gumpe Rime from Arunachal Pradesh has been appointed as the goalkeeping coach of the India Under-23 national team for the upcoming Asia Football Cup Under-23 qualifiers. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen in a social media post have lauded Rime on the appointment. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.